It's Lake Effect from WUWM Milwaukee's NPR. Marisha Harris was recently named the new executive director at the Dominican Center in the Imani neighborhood. She's a Milwaukee native and knows firsthand the challenges and triumphs in the community. Lake Effect's Mallory Chang spoke with Harris about her goals as their new leader.
Thank you so much, Marisha, for joining me here on Lake Effect. Congratulations on your new role at the Dominican Center. As a Milwaukee native, you grew up in the city, and now your new role as the executive director in Imani's Dominican Center. What are you excited about to start doing?
Well, first, thank you so much, Mallory, for having me. I am just thrilled to be here, to be joining the Imani family and doing the work that is happening. There's so much momentum already in this community and so many amazing things already happening. And so I'm just excited to be able to join and do my part. My initial focus as I start to get acclimated to this role is really just listening and learning. The heart and soul of what we do here at Dominican Center is really grounded in resident engagement and resident leadership. We truly believe that residents are the experts in the neighborhood. We were founded in 1995 by Dominican sisters who really wanted to learn about the women in this community and what they want and what they need. And what they learned when they listened to the women was that there was a need for literacy. Women wanted to read the Bible to their children. They wanted to be able to read and write a grocery list. And so Dominican Center was founded with a focus on adult literacy. Through the years, leadership here at Dominican Center has really focused on that listening and that resident engagement and resident leadership. We've evolved throughout the years in what we do, but at the core is really just listening to what the people in the community want and need. And so I hope to continue that listening because it's truly critical to the work that we do. And I would also add, in addition to listening to the residents, certainly want to acknowledge that there are so many other key stakeholder groups engaged in the work in this community. So from Dominican Center staff, to our board, to our funders and partners, nonprofit organizations, there's so much work that's already happening. And so it's also important for me to listen to all the key stakeholders and hear a variety of perspectives. My hope is that together we can all co-create the goals and the vision for Dominican Center moving forward.
How do you see these areas of working together grow and continue collaboration look like?
So one of the things I learned very quickly when I took on the role was that there is a revitalization plan that residents have taken leadership on working to help develop alongside with Dominican Center and our funders. And so really, we want to center our collaborative efforts around the revitalization plan. So the revitalization plan is pretty in-depth, and I can share with you that we have committees as well. So Imani United serves as our leadership, our resident leadership group, and they are really leading the work and helping build a sense of cohesion in the neighborhood. And so Imani United has officers who are elected and also committee chairs. And so the revitalization plan is focused on a number of things, but certainly looking at education and family well-being, neighborhood safety, and also ambassadors. So identifying residents who can be champions for their block and engaging residents, helping residents understand resources that are available to them and helping them access and navigate those resources. Also housing and economic development. And then Friends of Moody Park. We have a number of different projects, but one I think that is important to highlight is our Block by Block initiative. We've been working with Northwestern Mutual, Imani United, the leadership group, Ezekiel Hope, LISC, Legal Aid Society, Milwaukee Christian Center, and KG Development Group to revitalize an entire block. We offer contractor training to residents at our Imani Training Center, and our first block is nearly complete, which is super exciting. So now we're looking at other locations so that we can work to scale the Black by Black initiative. But I think that is certainly something that is an amazing aspect of the revitalization plan. The work that is happening here in Imani, although it's place-based, really everyone across the city has a place in supporting what we're doing here. And so our hope is to really expand our support base, raise our profile so that we can continue to invite the broader community into the work that's happening.
Marisha, I'm really curious too, with being in this role now as an executive director and being from Milwaukee as well, why did you decide, hey, like, I think I want to work at the Dominican Center? What was that thought process like?
I would say I found my passion early in life. Not that I was aware of it, but when I reflect on my life, my passion and my motivation comes from my earliest years. So my family and I, we lived in neighborhoods that are similarly situated to Imani, facing significant challenges. I remember my mom and my dad, they didn't feel comfortable letting us play outside in some of the neighborhoods we lived in because they were concerned about our safety. And I have so many vivid memories from that time in my life, but I also remember resilience. I watched my father overcome his addiction from alcohol and drugs, and he enrolled in MATC, where he earned his accounting degree. And it was after he earned his education that our family moved from the neighborhoods where we couldn't play outside to a neighborhood where my parents finally felt comfortable and felt like we were safe and we were able to play outside. By that time, I was in the third grade. And so I've just dedicated my career and my life to serving the community. If statistics had their way with me, I wouldn't be where I am today. I still see myself in the children who are growing up in our most challenging neighborhoods. And so it takes all of us working together to really change some of the things that we're seeing happening right now. I was particularly interested in Imani because we know the narrative that comes from this neighborhood. And not only did I want to roll up my sleeves and dive into work that's happening to address the narrative, the statistics that we know about the area, but I also wanted to be attached to all the amazing things that people don't talk about. So I certainly believe that on one hand, we can acknowledge the reality, but we have to also tell the whole story of Imani. And so being able to be part of the whole story and share that aspect of the story, the positive things that folks don't talk about, that's what I wanted to be part of. So it means the world to me to be able to work in this community.
Thank you for sharing all of that. And you touched a little bit about this, Marisha, and I just want to end off on this question. What is bringing you joy and light that you see within the community?
I am excited about just really the sense of collaboration here and the momentum. There is so much positive energy, so much love for this community. And I'm excited to be part of that. I think that is where I find my joy. We can turn on the news. I get news alerts on my phone all day long, and it can be very disheartening. But I find my joy in focusing on the amazing residents, the amazing funders, partners, all the positive energy and just the great work that's happening every day. And that's what really keeps me going. What my hope is that folks pay attention to what's happening and engage with us and to support everyone. Everyone has something that they can contribute to the work that's happening here. And so my hope is that everyone can see themselves within the picture in the work that's happening here.
Thank you so much, Marisha, for talking with me on Lake Effect.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate you taking time to chat with me today, and certainly am extremely grateful for the opportunity.
Marisha Harris is the executive director at the Dominican Center. She spoke with Lake Effect's Mallory Chang. You can hear more interviews like this one by visiting the Lake Effect page at wuwm.com.